Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis, Klal Yud Aleph, and we're looking at the last siman. We're skipping Mem Beis. We're starting with Mem Gimel. This is the last siman for Hilchos Tzitzis. There is still another klal, which is the Lachos Brichos Tzitzis, how to put on the Tzitzis, when to say the bracha, what will be if a person took off the Tzitzis, making the bracha again, etc. But we're going to leave that until after Sukkos. Meanwhile, between now and Sukkos, we will try and give shiurim which are relevant to some of the halachic areas and issues which come up during the Yom Niroyim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Simchas Torah, etc. So this will be the last year for tzitzis until after Sukkos. Noshim b'toras mitzitzis. Women are not chayav in the mitzvah tzitzis. Meneshuas mitzvah seishasman groma. Shrei laila laves man tzitzis. We pass on laila laves man tzitzis. And therefore, it says urisemoy, so it has to be visible. And therefore, noshim, it's a mitzvah seishasman groma. Women are potter. Kamakam in roitzis lubash levarich, yichodos levarich. But according to for Ashkenazim, a woman is allowed to make a bracha. And a mitzvah say that she's not chayav in. She's able to say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivonu. The Rosh was made us holy, meaning Klal Yisrael, which he's part of Klal Yisrael, and he commanded us, meaning Klal Yisrael, even though she herself was not in the command. According to the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch and the Svaradim, women do not make a bracha on a mitzvah that they're potter on, so they cannot make a bracha. Again, then according to the Chayyadim. So all of these things, a woman is able to make the bracha just like a man, according to Minigam for Ashkenazim. But tefillin, a woman should not wear tefillin. There are multiple halachas of kavod for tefillin, and the person has to be very careful about it, and we're concerned that if a person is not really chayav in the mitzvah, so maybe they will not be so cognizant of the different responsibilities and being careful about it. Alternatively, some say it a little bit differently, that because we only wear tefillin during Mishas Tefillah, etc., because we're concerned we will not be able to keep the tefillin with the appropriate respect and kedusha that we need to have for it. So we don't wear tefillin the whole day, even though the increments of the Torah is to wear tefillin the whole day. And even tefillah, because we have to wear it at some point in time. And tefillah, generally, we're careful with how we maintain ourselves. That being said, somebody is not mechuyev, why should they want to get involved in the potential issue of wearing it with not the appropriate respect? They're not mechuyev to do it at all. So that's in regards to tefillin. In regards to tzitzis, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah brings in Siman Yud Zayin that for a woman to wear a talis is considered a yoram, since most women do not do so. It's looking like in some way she's lending herself towards the issue of gaiva by saying that she's a person who's void to do this. So it's considered an element of gaiva to do so, and therefore the Ramah says a person should not do that. We find that women do the mitzvah of sukkah, the mitzvah of lulav, the mitzvah of shofar, so why are we saying tzitzis is different? The answer is tzitzis is not a chiyuv at all. It's only a chiyuv once you're wearing a four-cornered bag, whereas lulav is a chiyuv to do on men, so women have undertaken to do that chiyuv as well, because it's something which Klal Yisrael must do. So we say that women have undertaken to join at their level of chiyuv in the mitzvah as well, so they take lulav, they sit in the sukkah, they hear shofar, etc. But something which is not a chiyuv, it's only if you're wearing a four-cornered bag. So even for a man, it's not a chiyuv to do so. It's only because in the rischa, the time when there's anger in Shemayim, they might be upset that the person had not chosen to want to be involved in this. But a person who's not chayiv, we can't even say there's anything to fault them with if they choose not to. So even women which would make a bracha normally, that's because they're trying to do a mitzvah chiyumis, but here it's a mitzvah chiyumis. Women are not necessarily should get involved. And then if they do, it's considered an element of yura, an element of acting with gaiva, which is inappropriate. Okay, at this point in time, we've finished the Klal Yud Aleph, the halachas of the tzitzis itself. Klal Yud Beis is the halacha of birchas, the tzitzis, which we'll pick up after Sukkos. and everybody should have a good morning and a good day.